just going to say it. Grokbot is bigger than OpenClaw. We are going to go into what is Grokbot, how much does Grokbot cost, why would you use it, what are the safety concerns with using it, how do you use it safely. Yes, I'm going to give you the two bots that I think would make the subscription to Grokbot worth it. Because one, you're going to see reasons why even technical users are also using Grokbot. If you're a non-technical user, Grokbot is the very first, no code, just install, there's an app for that, agent capability that I've ever seen. You can use agents now because the agents are Grokbots and they're super easy to understand. So let's jump in. Grokbot is bigger than OpenClaw. Let's make it work for you. Easiest way to understand Grokbot is to imagine a small company contained inside one application. Yes, an entire company. Every row in the sidebar is a named teammate with a continuing role. And behind those conversations is one cloud computer that is dedicated to you and your account, that no one else shares it. It has a browser, a file system, a terminal, connected tools, and a shared workspace. They get their own screen on the computer, so several of them can work in parallel. Now, here comes one of my favorite parts. One of the things that's most painful about agent signups these days that I see a lot of people trip over is how painful it is to integrate everything in your life so you get value out of the agent. Connect your calendar, connect your email, this and that. Grok handles this so well. There's so little pain. I didn't sign up for anything for integrations before I got in and got to see my Grokbot. I loved it so much. Now, you're wondering, how does that magic work? I'll tell you, all you have to do is you just start talking to the bot about what you want it to do, and it naturally brings up in the conversation, hey, great, I'll check your email. Please authorize the email application. And because it's all one computer, you authorize that once in one conversation with one bot. Any other bot you use with Grok anywhere else at any time, it's authorized. You got it. And that is true across a whole range of things, right? I authorized my calendar. I authorized a bunch of other services. And if it doesn't have an authorization connector, it can just use its own computer to log in for you with your permission. And it does not take your password in plain text or anything creepy like that. It actually pulls up a login screen and says, I'm leaving now, lets you control the screen remotely, lets you type the login, and takes care of it and remembers the login, and you're done. It is the smoothest way of handling the worst agent signup pain point that I have seen. So that's how you get in. That's how you get started. What do you get for those free use cases? That's really the question, because Grok lets you start using it for free right now, but then you're going to hit a paywall after that. So how do you make the most of that? I would say you want to pick something that lets you get a sense of what Grok can do. But the top thing to remember is that Grok is a doing tool. We talk about agents doing all the time. A lot of the OpenClaw movement was about the idea that agents should do. And a lot of people realize there's a lot of work. Like, you got to put a Mac Mini out and you have to put it together and you have to maintain it and all of that. Grokbot neatly abstracts away so, so much of that. It's just a tool that you can use to actually get real work done. So when I started up with a chief of staff bot, something that's going to coordinate my other bots for me. And I've talked about this paradigm before. The idea is you want to reduce the stress in your life by only managing one or two bots and have the other bots managed for you. And this brings up a really cool feature of Grokbot that I have not seen handled well elsewhere. These bots, out of the box, message each other in ways that are transparent to you. Now, it is absolutely true that this is not brand new, but for most users, an interface this simple, this is the first time this has been done well. You can go through, I had over a dozen agents running, and Grokbot just goes back and forth, and the messages can flow, and information can flow, because it's all one computer. And that brings me to one of the great security advantages with Grokbot. Grokbot is one security perimeter. In other words, because it's on one single machine, that's sitting in Silicon Valley. I actually looked it up because when you log in, you can see like where your IP address is from. And I was like, where is this thing living? And it's living in Silicon Valley. There's a little Linux machine there that apparently that I am renting that lives in Silicon Valley and has my Grokbots on it. That is the security perimeter you're signing up for. And adding more agents doesn't add to that security perimeter. It's just one set of risk that you accept. And as long as you're responsible with your overall Grokbot usage, you're fine. And so I think for a lot of people, the fact that it's a dedicated machine, the fact that it's not multiple machines scattered all over the world, these are things that give us more confidence in trusting that what we say and the information we give is not just going to go everywhere. Now, you should absolutely, and I always recommend this, make sure you understand the data and retention policies. One of the things to be aware of when you sign up for Grokbot is that they will give you the choice when you're signing up to let them retain private data for understanding logs and for understanding sort of better what's going on and to help other users. I did not check that box. I don't feel comfortable with that. But you can still use the service anyway. They don't change the service in any way if you do that. And so you have some control over how your data is used and stored, and I encourage you to read up on it. But generally speaking, Grokbot is a much more secure version of OpenClaw. And it's also much, much easier to use. Because if you open up, people will tell me, like, I don't know, what do I do with my OpenClaw? Do I do an email scheduler bot? I spent all this money on a Mac Mini. It feels like a waste, right? And that is, I'm not saying email scheduler out of the blue. That is one of the most common uses. That is not what you should be doing with your Grok. You should have a much more ambitious vision. And you can do that by using your little computer to effectively build a business, to build a storefront, to build a piece of software, to whatever you want to do, whatever you want to create, you can do it with Grokbot. And I think that that's what's really exciting, because these little Grokbots know their own system really well. Yes, they present as non-technical. They present as these really cute little guys, but they actually know code, right? And so you don't have to. They can just make stuff for you, and they can make their own tools for you. If you feel like, oh, this isn't really quite right, I feel like you're not reading this or understanding this file, can you write a tool to understand this file? Grokbot can do that too. Like, it can self-improve its machine as it goes. Before we go further, I want to give you a little tour. I immediately jumped into Grokbot. You're going to want to know, what were Nate's 12 bots? He jumped in and said there were 12. What were they? Well, first, of course, chief of staff, the one that coordinates everyone else, that spins up special when the work splits and handles all of the busy work that I don't want to deal with. And that is actually really helpful, because you can use it and basically say root cause these other issues that I'm seeing across multiple conversations, and it will. I also had a bot that was dedicated to a landing page project that I was working on and that just existed to help me think through and spin up ideas. If you're going to have a Grok bot, think of it not as an agent for one run or one task, but an agent around a theme. And so, like, a landing page bot is just a bot that obsesses over landing pages. It was fun to do it that way, because I could talk to one bot that got that done. Another bot was dedicated to schedule optimization. Basically, look for windows in my schedule for appointments that are hard to fit in any other place, like a dental appointment, and suggest those kinds of times. But with Grokbot, all you do is you say, you're a schedule optimizer bot, and it looks at the calendar and it reasons and does it. And that's important, because you don't have to decide the effort level. Like, as a manual power user, it's sort of like shifting with the manual on your car versus an automatic. Like, I'm used to shifting with a manual when I'm driving around on my other tools, on Claude, on Codex. I'm not used to not having that power. This is the automatic version. It's vastly easier to drive, but I'm getting used to it. And it's really fun, because I don't have to think about it. I just say, get this done, and it just gets done. And I don't have to think about the effort level and the speed, and it's all done. And bots make it really easy to not just be, for lack of a better term, neutral and vanilla about what you do with your information. I think one of the problems with the classic email organizer bot is that there was no goal to it. It was like, you organize your email. You just did busy work. Like, where's the value? And so one of the bots I did that actually touched email is focused on, how do I reach out to the people I want to connect with in a new city before I get there? That is a focused, human value-oriented task that would normally take me a while. And I'd have to dig through, find, do I know this person? Do I have to cold email them? Are they around, et cetera? And Grokbot can make all of that easier. And it's just, again, it's that idea of that dedicated themed bot. And I can just say, set it up and work on it. This is the city I'm going to. Please help me figure out who's there and who I can connect with, who's in my email inbox already, maybe from months or years ago, and who's not, and how do I reconnect with them? Now we come to the price. The price is the thing that makes people's eyes water. Grokbot is not available in like a $20, $25 a month category. You jump from free usage for a while, which will last you, depending on how much you use it, a day, maybe less than a day, all the way to $200 a month. Now, if you're already a customer of the Ultra or the Grok Super Heavy, then this is free. Like, this just comes built in. So if you're, and I think that's $300 a month. So if you're paying that already, this is free. But if you're not, you're signing up for a $200 a month subscription. And I don't want to hide the ball on that. I think that sometimes people are like, wow, it's incredible, it's incredible, it's incredible. And then, wow, that's expensive. So what makes that worth it? What makes that worth it? Your ability to imagine 5 or 10x that value in your life on a monthly basis, coming back to you and demanding that it get built. And so I have seen people upload receipts and subscription statements and say, find me subscriptions I can kill so I can afford this. And then they get their money back that way. I have seen people who think really boldly and say, I'm starting a business and you're running half of the business. And that would save me, you know, several thousand dollars a month. So the 200 is very much worth it. You will have to decide for you what your vision of $1,000 a month in value or $2,000 a month in value is. But I would encourage you to think that big, because there is zero question in my mind that Grokbot is capable of achieving that kind of value. The reason why computing creates value, the reason why Silicon Valley exists in the first place, is that computers create leverage. Computers create leverage because they allow you to present many copies of software very cheaply around the world for almost nothing. And that allows you to create value and replicate it lots and lots of times. So when you look at the same storefront for Shopify that someone else does in Toronto and someone else does in London, Shopify is delivering value by basically saying, here you go, same software everywhere you want to go. And so that's how Silicon Valley creates leverage. That's how it's always worked. And all AI does is it supercharges the ability of everyone to do that. Grokbot is the first one I've seen where, like, my mom, my aunt, like, they could sign up for Grokbot. And, like, it's so intuitive. And it has cute little guys. Don't underestimate the cute little guys. They have the cutest little eyes. And the cuteness inspires trust. The cuteness makes it feel less like the scary AI and more like the AI that's your little buddy that's going to help you get work done. And it really will. This brings me to the first of the two bots that I am going to talk about that I'm releasing to my Substack community. If you're wondering, like, is this worth it? Do I have the imagination to, like, figure out what to build? These will help you get there. And I'm going to explain exactly why and why I picked these two. Number one is what I call the Super Doer bot. Is a bot that is dedicated to actually getting work done instead of just talking about it. So often when we set up these tools, and I alluded to this with OpenClaw, it was part of the issue with a lot of OpenClaw usage, is that people mistook process for value created. People would say, it's watching my email, it's watching my calendar, it's giving me a briefing, there's value. And I'm like, but are you reading the briefing, right? Is there real value there? The Super Doer bot is a specific set of files and templates that you hand to your Grok bot when it wakes up. And you say, hey, this is you. You're now Super Doer bot or whatever. And what it does is it tells the bot from day one that your expectation for that bot is that it will not stop, pass, go, do anything else except look at your world and start to work on real stuff that you need done that it can infer from the world around you. So, an example, it looks at your calendar. Your calendar says presentation. It infers who you're presenting to. It looks in your email. It says, this is previous thread on the presentation. It just starts working on the PowerPoint presentation for you. It doesn't wait. It doesn't sit there. And then it has a draft. Like, wow, there's an email that's coming in. Instead of saying, maybe I should set up an email watching bot. No, it just says, this looks like it needs a reply. But it doesn't actually send it. Don't worry. We're not trying to get ahead of your permissions. It just drafts the reply right there so you can look at it and send it instead. And it will draft it based on how you tend to reply. So that's one of them. The other one, and I'm really, really excited for this one, is a business in a box bot. The business in a box bot gives you the tools you need for Grokbot to help you build and manage a business so that your AI agents can actually help you get that business done. Now, you're going to supply the business idea. This is not something that's just going to magically give you the business idea, because if I gave the same business idea to everybody, it wouldn't be a business idea anymore. So you'll supply that, but the business in a box bot helps you get the rest of it done. And again, this is a series of files and templates that you give to your bot when the bot wakes up that basically says, hey, you're a business in a box bot to delegate. And oh, by the way, these bots can spin up partner bots to delegate. So they don't have to handle all of it themselves, and they know when to do that. It tells it, like, this is your role. This is what you do, and this is what you should be doing with your work on this machine. Why did I pick those two? That jump has not been really reasonable to ask of people who are non-technical until today. OpenClaw required technical setup, didn't it? Claude requires technical setup. Codex definitely requires technical setup. But if you're really non-technical, if you're the kind of person who is like, I'm using the computer for email and I'm using the browser for internet and that is it, you have not had a way to even understand agents, let alone use them. Grokbot crosses that chasm. Grokbot is just a little app that's on your machine. It's always on. You can shut your machine and walk away. And because there's a little local machine that the Grokbots run on, they're awake, they're working, they're proactive, they stay up all night, and your machine can be off. It feels like magic. It helps them understand it does stuff. And that's why, like, when I was like, what do I share with the community that tells people what this is about? Well, agents got to do things. And so that's why I was like, we got to have a super doer bot, and we've got to have a business in a box bot, because there's nothing that pays back an investment that feels expensive, like $200 a month, like building a business in a box. Like that's going to be something that actually gets you revenue in the door. This tool comes up with more ways to use it in ways that feel addictive and fun, but not in a I'm stuck in front of the screen all day, but in a look at all the stuff I can hand to it kind of way. Like, I have a little home improvement project. Another one of my bots that I've created is a home improvement bot. And all of that stuff I don't have to mess with. Grokbot can deal with all of that. And it can deal with it in a way that leaves me able to focus on other things. Now, you might wonder, I'm a heavy user. I'm a technical user. I'm a Codex person. OpenClaw doesn't scare me. Why would I use Grokbot? And I'll give you two answers. And the second answer is actually really simple. It's going to be another way for you to get a lot of tokens. Because one of the things that everyone I know who's a token maxer already is finding out is that they're living by those weekly limits. The weekly limits run out. Now they feel like they're having to pay for credits. The credits are very expensive. Grokbot is a way to get a lot of work done with another tranche of tokens, and you don't have to actually pay the going credit rate for tokens in Codex or Claude or whatever. So those are two reasons why technical users should still have a look at Grokbot as well. I certainly consider myself a technical user. I'm not walking away from my other tools. Grokbot is absolutely additive for me. That is, like, the first time I feel comfortable recommending an agent to people who are completely non-technical. Like, if you can install an app, you can use an agent. That is how simple it is now. And it is incredibly exciting. So that's Grokbot. It's like the costs. It's what it looks like to sign up. It is what you should do when you get started. It is the two bots I recommend you get started with and that I'm sharing with the community. You can click over on the link under the video and you can go and grab those if you want to get started with them. And like, if you're like, I want to be a part of this agent thing, I haven't been able to figure out how, I know I have to think bigger and bolder, that's what I created these for. Grokbot is absolutely incredible, and I will probably be back with more coverage of Grokbot as we continue to explore what it can do, to be honest. And so if you're pushing Grokbot, I'd love to hear the use cases you have, the bots you have for Grokbot in the comments. Let me know.